My mob is very matriarchal where I come from. My mum is from the south coast and comes from Batemans Bay. Her mob is Yuin, which is an important part of who I am. And my dad is Gamilaroi, that's inland in the Moree. My mum is one of the stolen generation. She worked at Tumala Aboriginal Mission in Moree, and that's where she met my dad. And it wasn't a very happy marriage. And a while later, the members of Tumala were transferring themselves and took my mum and family with them to Burntbridge Mission, and that's where I grew up. I'm also one of those people who had been taken away by the welfare board. They stepped into places where I believe they shouldn't have, in my opinion. When I was in primary school, I went to Burntbridge Public School, which was all Aboriginal students. I always tell people I went to a very private school, 100% Aboriginal students. A lot of us from there were very successful at high school. I sat for and was awarded a Commonwealth bursary. Not bad for an Aboriginal kid. And yet, they took me away from my mum and my dad. My mum divorced and married into the Archibald clan, a very nice gentleman indeed, and a nice person to know as a father. We had a corrugated iron house. Mum and my stepfather, whom I call Dad. Burntbridge was a place of change for Aboriginal people around the whole of the Maclay Valley, because people like Mum and all the ladies at Burntbridge formed their own version of the CWA in opposition to the established Country Women's Association in town. We had Burntbridge Marching Girls Association. We weren't the greatest, but we had a go. And we used to go to those sort of things and we competed. It was a place where people started to change for the better. Now, Kempsey was different. Country towns could be very racist and we weren't allowed to go into the swimming pool. These were the sort of things that we had to put up with. If you went to the movies, there you got roped off down the front. So the CWA Aboriginal women at Burntbridge organised our own movie shows in our own hall and all the Aboriginal people in the areas came. That's when they realised in Kempsey that we not only paid a lot of money to see movies, we spent money on foods and chips. Within the month, they dropped the rope. They dropped that big Avo line rope right down. The power of the men and women who were in those committees, their courage and cleverness in what they did was great. All of a sudden, the Kempsey Movie Theatre and lots of other places realised we wouldn't be treated like that anymore. I enjoyed going to high school when I was taken away to Cootamundra. I got my intermediate certificate while I was there and I wanted to go on to year 12, but they said I didn't have the capacity to do it. Years later, I received an honorary doctorate from the university. So there you are. But the thing is, I was shocked that the teacher said that. Anyway, I got placed working for a doctor and his wife as their nanny. And the doctor encouraged me to go to TAFE, which I did, where I learned typing, business principles and bookkeeping. I really did like that learning. It was just something that I liked doing. After that, I moved in at home to Kempsey and worked at Nissel's. A couple of years later, I met a man, married him, and we've been together for 51 years and have three sons. My husband is of English descent. I love him because of that, but he knows he's married into a very, very posh clan. It was when we came to Sydney that I started to study to be a teacher. I was watching television one day and saw a mature-age student graduating from Sydney Uni. I always wanted to be a teacher. So the next day I said to my husband, I want to be a teacher, I want to go studying. So that's what I did. I went to Milperra CAE, which is now the University of Western Sydney Bankstown campus. I graduated as a primary trained teacher, and I was the first Aboriginal person to graduate from Milperis CAE. Dr. David Barwa, who was then the principal of CAE, sent me a letter and invited me to be on council of the Milperis CAE, which was the beginning of my long association with the university. Years ago, when I was in primary school at Burbridge, I asked this teacher, can Aboriginal people be teachers? He said, why are you asking? He just turned around to me and he said, Mavis, you can do whatever you like. I even said that when I received my honorary doctorate, because it was important to me that I had a teacher who can be honest with you. A lot of Aboriginal men and women who left Burnbridge went on to bigger and better things. Some of them have become solicitors, some of them have become lecturers. They just knew that there was something out there, and they still put it down to the teachers and the community. I just find that you have to be an agent of change. I'm not only an Aboriginal person, I'm a female, an Aboriginal person who has been an agent of change, because I believe we need to realise all those potentials in people. Women can change things when they need to. Men can do the same. So I've been able to hold positions with the Department of Education, been an Aboriginal education consultant, consultant for disadvantaged schools, multicultural education. I have helped develop the Aboriginal education policy, and I've loved what I've done. I've always felt that I wanted to be an agent of change, and I've been able to do that. Now I'm a University of Western Sydney Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Counsellor and Elder on campus. It's such an important role. I'm surprised that other cultures haven't done it. I'm an Aboriginal person, and I can talk to the young Aboriginal people who are attending. Students come to know me. They come and ask me questions. Lecturers will also come and ask questions. We give that support to the Aboriginal students, but we don't have to just do it for Aboriginal people. We carry our own cultural knowledge, which is passed to us over the years. I've walked the history of Aboriginal life, and to be 71 years of age, you know that you have been through racism. You know that you've been through the history of an Aboriginal person living in Australia. And I remember getting my voting. But do you also know that you have to respect others? That respect is shown. I'm passing that on. I have developed a connection to UWS. I like seeing young men and women, Australians, not only just learning about being a doctor, but learning to be a doctor and working with people of different cultures. Not just being a teacher, but having the knowledge of Indigenous history, Australian history, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history. They're all equal together.